very good job done, but a few rough ends to be ironed out, and the dismissal of Conor McKenna a concern.
Well, job done, yeah. It took us a full half to waken up to the event, and once we wakened up, they put in a very good shift at the start of the second half, so full credit to the players. An excellent first 20 minutes of the second half, and that put daylight between the teams, and that's what I ultimately saw us over the line after a bit of sloppy stuff at the end.
What was your view on that incident? What's led to Conor getting a straight red, we believe?
Well, I suppose it's fair to say I've been deeply involved in the GAA disciplinary processes for a long number of years now, and from every angle of it, virtually every angle of it, let me say that it's causing a lot of difficulty, this position, in terms of contributing to a melee. I know Armagh are in pursuit of it at the moment. Joe McQuillan had a very, very difficult job out there and did very well. But ultimately, there are some times on a football field when a player isn't contributing to a melee and he's simply looking to the safety of his own teammate, or sometimes players actually look to the safety of others. And on this occasion, we firmly believe that Conor was looking to the safety of one of his teammates, and that's simply why he moved towards the matters. I'm going to leave it for everybody else to watch the video and work it out for themselves, but at some stage there must be a justification on a football field to begin to assist and see to the safety of others. Sometimes lines are crossed on football fields by players and they regret them, and sometimes it's not appropriate, but there are times when lines are crossed and people have to take action in the vicinity, and that's where it's at.
Have you had an opportunity to speak to Joe McQuillan about what his view of the incident was?
Well, I wouldn't enter into any of that. Listen, we deeply respect the players and officials. We deeply respect Joe McQuillan, who has refereed and has a lot of experience, but it's well nigh impossible to expect humans to spot all that's going on when there are a number of people in together. But let's see what the video produces. I'll let you guys look at it, we'll look at it, and we'll form our own view. We had an earlier position in terms of contributing to a melee. There were a lot of things about that disciplinary process which I could talk about, but I'd rather focus on tonight. Tyrone had a good win. They're out of the traps. It's most unfortunate that in the dying embers again of a game something would happen, but we would trust and hope that the checks and balances that prevail in the GAA disciplinary system are there for a reason. I don't want to go back into the last position in the last episode, but they're there for a very sound and good reason. And because it's impossible for referees and their umpires to get everything right. And in that regard, we look forward to seeing how the checks and balances within the disciplinary system work.
Has the time come, Virgil, for these decisions on the field to be checked via video before the match goes on?
Well, Alan, yes, probably, but listen, resources and events and all that sort of stuff, that's a debate for another day. I haven't even my head into that thought. But let's put it this way, the rule book clearly allows for video analysis after the fact, and there's a default position, in fairness to referees, to protect the referees, and in fairness to players. So there is a post-fact analysis, and then you anticipate that you will get a full, clear hearing in front of a hearings committee. You're not appealing anything. If Conor McKenna goes with this, he's going for a hearing, and this is deeply misunderstood across all sections. He's only going for a hearing, but at that hearing you expect full transparency, and the video will be available.
I guess this is an unnecessary distraction now ahead of what's a very important game against Derry. You didn't need your focus to be taken away like this.
No, that's right, Orla, but listen, football's football. We've all been about it long enough to know that not everything goes in a straight line. And listen, we will have our focus from now back into the game against Derry in a couple of weeks' time in Healy Park.